All right, our reading will be taken from Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse number 8. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "But Noah found favor in the sight of the Lord." These are the descendants of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw that the earth was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth. And God said to Noah, "I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. Now I am going to destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its width, 50 cubits. Its height, 30 cubits. Make a room for the ark and finish it to a cubit above. And put the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For my part, I am going to bring a flood of waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark. You, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds. Of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. Two of every kind shall come into you to keep them alive. Also take with you every kind of food that is eaten and store it up, and it shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him." Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to turn to your neighbor. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Look your neighbor square in the eye. And say to your neighbor, "Neighbor,
you're called
to make a difference.
Neighbor,
you're called
to make a difference."
Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our sermon this morning, "You're called to make a difference." You know, when I look at Genesis chapter 6, the chapter starts off with some disturbing information. It starts off with telling us about what had taken place between people, the corruption, the violence, and God sees it all. And as God sees all of this, what he is seeing is how everybody on the earth was going in the same direction. And the direction that they were going was not bringing them to God, but causing them to go further away from God. But then you look at verse number 8. I started the verse halfway through. The verse had already given us the first half. But as you know, whenever I say the word "but," that means we're about to turn a corner. And the corner is being turned. And with all that was going on in the earth, it says, "But Noah found favor with God." statement in itself, there's a lot to it than what we just see. You know, you hear folk will say that favor ain't fair. It's not that favor is not fair. It's not that God's favor is not fair. But in order to receive favor from God, there are some things, Deacon Elwood, we ought to be doing. You see, we all want folk to do us a favor. But when it comes to God, if you want God to bless you, because when God is showing you favor, God is blessing you. So if you want God to bless you, there's something that you and I have to do. You see, because when you look at verse number 9, we get our answer. Because it says that Noah was a righteous man, blameless among his generation. And he walked with God. Which tells us, Reverend Dab, that he had a relationship with God. God was not somebody he didn't know. He knew God. You see, you don't walk with somebody for a long distance that you just don't know. So he was walking with God because he knew God. Which in essence, you know what that is telling me about Noah, Reverend Rhodes? Was that Noah was swimming against the current. You see, everybody else was flowing with the current of corruption and violence. But Noah was swimming against the current. Which means is that he wasn't going to allow himself to be captivated with what everybody else was doing. You know, it's amazing how when some folk get caught doing something, you know what? I wasn't the only person doing it. They was doing it too. You ever get pulled off for a speeding ticket and say, why you stop me when there was four other cars in front of me flying and three behind me flying, but you gonna pick me out? But what we see Noah doing is he is swimming against the current. He decided to do what was right because it was the right thing. You see, my brothers and my sisters, can we be real? Just look around. Look all around you. And as you look around you, you see some folk who are around you who are swimming against the current. You look at them and you figure everything is well with them. Everything must be great in their house. They must live in a great community. But that ain't the case, because what you're seeing is what God is blessing them with, and seeing how they're able to do what they're able to do. Seeing how when they come to church, they say there ain't no shame in their game, Lord. I came here to praise him, and I'm going to praise him no matter if I got to praise him by myself. I'm here to worship him because I know what he's done for me. Where would I be if I didn't have the Lord? So I don't care if I got to do it by myself. I'm going to worship God because he's been good to me. And I don't care what he's done for you. I know what he's done for me. So I'm going to swim against the current. But what you don't know is what's going on in there. Household. You don't know how many bullets they have to dodge just to get to church on Sunday. Come to Bible study on Wednesday. Come to choir practice on Tuesday. Choir practice on Thursday. This meeting on Monday. That meeting on Friday. You just don't know. Because what you see is somebody who has received the favor of God. So if you're going to say favor ain't fair, the reason why it ain't fair, because you ain't doing what God is looking for you to do. Check this out. Don't you know we get God's attention when we do wrong? Violence and corruption was happening all throughout the world. It has gotten God's. Come on now, work with me. it got God's attention. But I also want you to know, when you do what is right in the sight of God, when you make the decision to swim against the current and walk with God, I want you to know, Deacon Faulkner, you also going to get God's. And you're not going to just get God's attention. Reverend Rhodes, God's going to pull up next to you and say, I need to have a talk with you. You see, because I see that you're willing to walk with me. I see that you're trying and you're doing what you can to live right, be right, do right. You're not trying to throw stones at folk. You're doing your best to try to help somebody else. You recognize from whence you came. You ain't all that a bag of chips, two sodas, and a what? There you go, and a shake on the side. You recognize that where I was, God had brought me a mighty long way. And since he brought me this far, I've come too far to turn back now. So I'm going to make it my business to walk with God. So God pulled up. So God pulled up next to Noah. Because Noah got God's
attention.
You see, so what we got to understand, when we talk about favor, if you want God's favor, you have to do what God instructs you to do. Do right. Don't just mess with folk and make it your business to walk with God. Because I don't want anybody to leave here with the misunderstanding, because I don't want nobody to get it twisted. It ain't like God just say, I'm going to show you favor just because I want to show you favor. God can do that. But then there's some tasks God is calling folk to do. And in order to call folk to do it, he has to pick some folk who are going against the current. You see, because you understand that to go against the current means that I got to fight. And since I'm going to fight, I ain't going to quit, because I know that God has brought me this far, and I know God's going to take me all the way. Will I get weary sometime? Yes. Will I come to tears sometime? Yes. Will I trip up sometime? Yes. But will God pick me back up and keep me going? And the answer to that question is, you see, because I made it my business to fight and to go against the current. So what that allowed Noah to do, it was already preparing him for what God is calling him to do. And what God did was, like I said, he pulled up next to Noah and said, hey bro, how you doing? We've been talking for a good while now. You see all the corruption that's been happening here on this earth. You see the violence that's happening here on this earth. But Noah, you found favor with me. And since you found favor with me, Noah, I want you to understand something. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you to build an ark, which is 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits high, and then add another cubic for the roof. And then I want you to put a door on the side. And I don't want you just to have one floor. Brother Archer, you're going to build it with three floors. And because I want you to know, you're going to build something this big because it ain't just for you. It's going to be for you, your wife, your sons, and their wives. So that's a total of 2 + 2 + 2 makes 8. Because it's for the two of y'all, your three children and their wives. So that's a total of 8 people. But it don't stop there. You're going to go and you're going to get 2 of every kind of animal. You're going to bring it on the ark. He says you're going to go and get 2 kinds of every animal. Bring it on the ark. And once you bring it on the ark, you're going to gather the food and do all this. But wait a minute. You're asking me, God, to build something that I never seen before. You're asking me to prepare for something that has never happened on this earth before. You're going to flood it with rain. Reverend Dad, what's rain? God is telling him he is going to have him build something that he's never seen before. God is saying to Noah, I'm about to have you do something different. Now, a cubic, y'all, is roughly a foot and a half, 18 inches, or in some cases, it's 20 inches. Some a little bit bigger, but not really less than 18 inches. But there's a debate on how long a cubic really is. Because back in those days, Sister White, the way they determined what a cubic was from the elbow to the tip of the finger. But if you had short arms, but if you had long arms, if you had arms like Shaquille O'Neal, that's a long cubic. If you had arms like Muggsy Bogues, that's a short cubic. I ain't trying to mess with either one of them, but you understand what I'm saying? So this is why it's hard to really wrap around your head around how long a cubic was. Are you working with me? So that being the case, let's just go and say it was 18 inches. So, Noah, you're going to build an ark, but you don't really know what it is because you've never seen one before. And you're going to make it 450 feet long. You're going to make it to be 75 feet wide. You're going to make it be 45 feet tall. And you're going to put the pitch on the outside and the pitch on the inside, because the pitch is like a sealant to make sure it doesn't leak. God has given Noah the blueprint of what he's going to build. But then after he builds it, he also instructed him on what is to go in it. Do you still want this favor from God? God is talking to Noah. Mm-hmm. Noah is going to have his sons help him. Mm-hmm. Now, before we go any further, erase that movie mess you saw about Noah. Remember that movie that came out about Noah's Ark? Just go on and erase that. Don't even let your mind go there. Wasn't nothing out there. Whatever. I don't even know what it was. But don't even go there. Let's just look at what the scripture says. So... So Noah and his sons were going to build this ark. But his sons are basing their work on what their daddy is telling them. They got to believe their daddy and help their daddy. At the same time, the rest of the community is looking at them, Brother Red, like they have lost. You see, but if you're already used to swimming against the current, you're not concerned when folk talk about you for swimming against the current. Because no matter what they say, it ain't going to cause you to quit doing what you're doing. Because you understand that you've received instructions from the one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You're receiving instructions from the one who allows you to breathe the air that you breathe. You're receiving the instructions from the one who keeps you in your right mind. You're receiving the instructions from the one who puts a roof over your head. You're receiving the instructions from the one who puts food on your table. You're receiving instructions from the one who has been there with you through thick. So when we look at this, the struggle is truly doing the impossible. You don't have anything to gauge it against. Reverend Rose, he can't go look it up on Google and see what it looked like. He's got to figure it all out. by just trusting what God said. You see, because God had picked him, because God is showing Noah favor, because Noah has already been somebody who is going against the current. So as he is preparing for this, Noah could have also said, Brother Walter, excuse me, God, you see it ain't but 8 of us. And you want me to build something that big for the 8 of us and a few animals. I'm not sure if we really needed to be that big. But that ain't no different from us as a church today. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stay with pastor. You see, I want you to understand, some folks say, well, why we got to build anything? Why are we going to waste our time when there's nothing wrong with our current building? But I want you to understand something. God is letting Noah know then what he's letting us know right now. You're not just looking at where you are. You got to look at where you're going to be. So where you're going to be is that you need to have that building. Because that building is going to be the ark of safety. Because you're going to go out and let folk know you don't have to drown in the flood of sin any longer. You see, because sin has been kicking your butt. And now sin is starting to rise in your life. Sin is about to drown you. And the longer you stay out there, I don't care how well you can tread. I don't care how well you can float. Eventually, Sister Marilyn, sin will cause you to drown. So what is God saying to us now? It's the same thing he said to Noah then. We got to go. Yes, don't worry about the size of the building, because however big the building is, it's going to get filled. Because the people of God are going to go out to the highways and to the byways and let folk know that there is help. There is a healer. God has given us a lifeline, and his name is Jesus, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is our all in all. And what we have to do is throw out the lifeline. Because there are too many folk drowning in this world of sin. You know, let me tell you this. While we were on the ship, what they decided to do, because we were on there for 10 days, after they knew we were coming back from Cozumel and everybody's flight plans and all stuff was going to change, so they allowed us to, they gave us free access to the internet. So, immediately I went on, got access, tried calling Vicky, because they also gave us free to use the phone in our room to call back. But you talking about 4,200 people using the phone. The lines were constantly busy. Sometimes I would go 2 or 3 hours without getting a call through. So I said, well, let me send Vicky an email. So to let her know that we're not going to have Bible study this week, and to have Brother Mosby set up the robocall. And when I went to the internet, because I'm, you know, the Richmond Times-Dispatch, one of the first emails that popped up last week here in Richmond, I think it was Sunday, they said they found 2 men and 2 women. 4 were killed in Gilpin Court. Too many folk are drowning. Amen. How many more folk got to drown? And we're going to sit back like ain't nothing happened. It is our job, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to go out and get those folk, throw out the lifeline to them, because there are some folk who don't have to drown. There are some folk who can still be saved by Jesus, but they won't know that they have an ark of safety if we don't build the ark in order for them to come. And once they know the ark of safety is there, they know that there is a healer in the land. There's a savior in the land. There's a deliverer in the land. There's a waymaker in the land. There's somebody who will stick closer to them than any brother. There's somebody who is a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. He is our all in all, and his name is. So that's why we got to do just like Noah.
Now watch, the ark is to be built, but as we're in the process of getting it built, we ought to go right now out to the community and let folk know that you don't have to drown in the flood of sin, but you can allow the Lord to make a way out of no way. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who are willing to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ? Because God has called us to make a difference. Too many folk are dying in the floods of sin. We got to be the ones who are the difference makers to let them know that there is a better way. And his name is
Jesus.
You see, my brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility. We are in the ark of safety. But this ark ain't big enough to handle all that God's going to sit our way.
Big, Lord, big.
So it's left up to us to go out and do something we hadn't done before.
Come on now.
We might not understand why we got to do it, but since we're already swimming against the current, we're going to just keep on swimming against the current. We ain't going to quit. We ain't going to give up.
Yeah.
We might get weary, but our strength will come from the Lord. Because when I am weak, then I am strong. When I think I can't, the Lord will tell us that we can. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we've come this far because we've been swimming against the... So what I'm saying to you, God's got a lot in store for us.
Amen.
And there's more about Noah we're going to talk about in these next coming weeks. But I want you to know that it all started with Noah believing in God, trusting in God, walking with God, and now that God is calling him to do something which others think is totally impossible, it's absurd, it doesn't make any kind of sense. What is he doing? We ain't never had no rain. There's never been any flood. What is he building? I've never seen a house built like that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense why he's building something like that. Why is this food going to get in all these animals? It just don't make any kind of sense. I don't know why he's wasting all his time. Look at that. He got his wife out there, poor thing. Got his churn out there. Got their wife out there. I can't believe, Sister Rose, they doing all this stuff. You see, it's God letting us know it's the responsibility of the people of God to make sure that others come into the ark of safety. Just because we're here, we don't sit up on the boat and say, look at them drowning down there. Don't you know if somebody didn't throw us the lifeline, where in the world would we be right now? What would happen if folk had ignored us like we've been ignoring folk? If we ignore people, I want you to understand, when you get before God, God gonna say, well, what did you do for me? Well, Lord, I love you.
Well,
God called you and I.
Amen.
To make a difference. What difference are we making, my brother? What difference are we making, my sister? We can look at the news and see all the stuff that's wrong. But what are we doing to make things right? There are too many folk who are out there drowning. There's somebody right now who even might even be in this church today who has been dealing with some of this and some of that. The sin and the flood of the sin is starting to overwhelm them in their lives. They're trying to understand, Lord, how can I get through this? This doesn't make any kind of sense. But I want you to know that's why God brought you to church today. Because God wanted you to know you don't have to drown in the flood. You can come into the ark of safety because the Lord Jesus has already made a way. We got room in this ark. And if it ain't going to be enough room in this ark, the ark we build is going to have enough room and then some. And if that ain't big enough, the Lord will supply us with what else we need in order to build. You see, my brothers and my sisters, you don't have to drown. Look at somebody right next to you and say, neighbor, you don't have to drown.
Hallelujah.
God is letting us know today, the flood is already around us. There's so much hatred around us, so much corruption around us. We got to let folk know that there's an ark of safety. And his name is Jesus. And we want them to know he's already sent up and sent out the lifeline.
Yeah.
Because when he stretched his arms wide on that cross, and he died on that cross because he took the sin of the world, he is the one who has given us a life.
Thank you, Lord.
And he gave us that lifeline. And now you're called to make a difference. So what I'm saying to you, my brother and my sister, what we're about to do on this land that we got,
thank you, Lord,
is something we've never done before.
Amen.
I don't care how many other churches have done it.
Come on, man.
God has a unique way of having us do it.
Amen.
So when God calls us to do something, it is a unique call. Because it's specifically for what he is wants us to do.
Amen.
Don't look and try to compare yourself with anybody.
All right.
You just do what God is calling you to do. And you do it to the utmost, and you will see the blessings of God move in this place.
Thank you, Lord.
And it is called an ark of safety.